the Pat and Chet Show.
Welcome back to the Pat and Chet Show. We're thrilled to have you today, and we've got a very special guest with us, James from VoteSmart.org. How are you today, James?
I'm doing very well, guys. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Chet, how are things in beautiful Rhode Island today? You doing all right?
Yeah, things are good. Things are good.
Well, as all our listeners know, the focus of our show is to help our listeners become more engaged and more educated in the political process and learning about different issues and different candidates. And we've mentioned Vote Smart on almost probably every podcast that we've put together. And it's a very powerful website with a lot of great information. And we're so pleased that James is able to take some time today and give us and our listeners more of an education on what the website has to offer. So with that in mind, James, I'm going to turn it over to you. Why don't you tell us just kind of an overview of the website and your role and what the purpose of the site is and what you guys are doing out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to kind of dive into Vote Smart from where we kind of began. We were founded back in 1988 by a series of national leaders that included the likes of President Carter, President Ford, Senator McGovern, and Senator Goldwater, that all, regardless of their own political leanings, that we are all probably well-versed in nowadays with the wealth of political information out there, they believed in the importance of the mission of what Vote Smart was founded on and has tried to and continues to achieve over the past three decades, which is to provide free, factual, and unbiased information on candidates and elected officials to all Americans. And that was the foundation of what our 38 national leaders who came and founded our board and founded the organization back in 1988 sought to achieve through the work that we do. Definitely taken lots of turns in that time with the development of technology over that time. The way that we have achieved this mission has definitely changed from print and physical media to the digital age, which we are in right now with VoteSmart.org as our primary website where people can access the wealth of the three decades of archived political information that we have all completely free. To dive into some of the specifics on the information that we do research on a day-to-day basis here, a lot of it is focused on the candidate. That is the primary thing that we want to know when we appear at the ballot boxes. Who are these people? What are their positions? What have they said? Where have they voted? All of those key questions we aim to answer through our web resources. Looking at their biographical information, where they went to school, what their favorite pastime is, what professional and political experiences they've had in the past to help give you an account for their resume. Also looking if they've been in office at those voting records, how have they voted on particular issues. Also looking at public statements aligning with those, is how what have they spoken about in the media or in the public eye about various issues. Diving into their issue positions and where they stand on these issues. We get candidates to answer that through our political courage test, which is our issue position survey that we administer to candidates every election cycle. And then we also take into account some campaign finance information, so where they're getting their funding to run for these offices, and then also special interest group ratings and endorsements that do have their own issue focuses and how that impacts their campaigns. All in one place at VoteSmart.org to try and give voters that information that they need when they get to the ballot box.
You know, we also wanted to ask you, coming from a brand new user standpoint, I noticed that the best way to get sorted out is to know your 9-digit zip code. That is the cleanest way to go figure out who's who in your realm of voting or politicians or folks running for election. Is that about right?
Yeah, that would be pretty much correct. That's what we've found is if you want to get the most comprehensive information on candidates all the way from the top at the presidential office, all the way down to your local legislatures, your 9-digit zip code can be the number one thing that can help you find all of those candidates and elected officials.
Could you give us a quick snapshot of like a VoteSmart 101 for someone who's listening, has never used a tool like this, has never had much interest in these types of things, but now sees that if information is readily available, why not take advantage of it and make a smart decision, fact-based decision, as you say? So how would a new person go about getting themselves into VoteSmart to find out something about a candidate or, you know, or not a PAC organization, but like a lobby group or that type of thing?
Yeah, definitely. So the number one thing to go to our website. That's where the foundation of all our information is stored, and that's at votesmart.org. Simple Google search will jump you right in there. And what you kind of face is immediately as you arrive on that web page is our new tool, the Fax. That's been where we've built a lot of our user traffic to gear towards is using that search. And you can do two different things in working through there. You can use your 5 or 9-digit zip code if you do know those, or if you're looking for a specific candidate, you can search by their name to also find those results. Once you find the candidate that you're looking for, you can go through any of those 6 data areas that I spoke about earlier, looking at their biography, their positions, their public statements, their ratings and endorsements, or their campaign finances, dive into those specific data areas, focus on issues that you care about for that candidate. And that's been our number one area that we've found. We've actually just gone through some new website revamps that make things simpler and easier to navigate to get through that process.
That's very interesting. So what kind of feedback are you getting from users as it relates to using a new tool or emphasizing the facts?
Yeah, that's a great question. So very new for us. But it did come, a lot of what those changes came from was looking at user traffic back in the 2020 election cycle. To throw a few statistics out there that I know you guys definitely enjoy, back through 2020, through the entire election, we had over 13 million users come through our web resources. Not quite the all Americans as our mission states, but we're baby stepping our way there. But no, 13 million users came to us. And what we found was around 98% of them used that tool, the Fax, that I spoke about earlier. And that's where we really wanted to hone in these new changes, is to really put that in the user's face, make it know that that is the place that they need to go to get, as the name suggests, the facts on those people that they really want to know as they appear at the ballot box.
Well, thanks. That gives us some good insight and good emphasis. You're responding to what the market wants, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Hey, James, as a follow-up to that, so it's not just elected officials, it's candidates as well, correct?
Correct indeed.
So if I have 2 people running for office in my area, I want to figure out which one I want to support and vote for. I could literally put in vote their names and then, you know, really do a comparison on those, I think it was 6 different areas that you talked about, to figure out which candidate I'm more comfortable with and which one I think represents me the best. So is that one of the ways you see your users taking advantage of the website?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. You kind of hit the nail on the head there of being able to see across those 6 data areas where each candidate or elected official that is vying to represent us as the voter are where they are standing on various issues, specific issues that you care about as a voter, or maybe just generally them as a person. What makes them fitting to represent you? Yeah, and absolutely, you can use our tools and our various data areas to compare across those issues. One other tool that we do offer when it comes into the heavier part of the elections is our candidate matching tool, Vote Easy, which allows you as a user to compare, as you alluded to, those 2 candidates in their position stances on various issues. It allows you to answer the exact same questions that we ask candidates on the political courage test and see how your responses match up to not only a candidate's responses or our internal research that we've done about where those candidates stand. See who most aligns to you and help you to make that informed decision.
That sounds like a great tool. And I could use this not only in a general election, but I could use it in a primary as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely shoot for having that available at the primary election. We don't have a confirmed date for the availability of our new tool, but we do have some exciting new tools as well that are in the pipeline. One of them is called Side by Side, which is an exciting new tool that's going to do a lot of those similar comparison elements that will be more readily available across our website at votesmart.org.
That's great.
You know, you talked a little bit, well, you talked about campaign finance, obviously the funding that these candidates are securing and, you know, any ties they might have with different interest groups. But I know VoteSmart.org is you know, an independent group, and when you rattled off the list of all the different people involved that started this whole thing decades ago, obviously a pretty diverse political spectrum that was represented, which is great. So tell us a little bit of where do you guys get your funding from? You must be very cautious to make sure that, you know, you're not beholden to a particular party or special interest group. So how do you secure the funding to do all the great work that you're doing? And how do you, you know, keep a good checklist and balancing act of making sure that you're not beholden to any particular side or group?
Yeah, definitely. Great question. And it dives into one of those key words in that mission statement that we have of being unbiased and nonpartisan, as we allude ourselves to. And the one key piece, as you mentioned, is eliminating funding from those special interest groups and other organizations that do have a political objective or political leaning. We do not accept any funding from those sorts of organizations. We keep ourselves completely isolated from any influence, not only externally, but also internally with our work as well. A lot of our funding and where it comes from is from individual members across the country. We have around 15,000 members who believe in that same mission that our founders back in 1988 believed in, of providing free of charge that nonpartisan and factual information to educate themselves. So we're able to be funded by those 15,000 members across the country who give a little bit of themselves to help us achieve this goal.
Those are some big numbers. So you guys are holding up just fine, right? I mean, people are playing along.
Indeed. Yeah, no, we've been around now for a little over 3 decades and continuing to expand our database as the days go. So, no, we're definitely moving in a great direction, and our users have been increasing. Word about VoteSmart is continuing to expand out there, and we're hoping to continue that trajectory to hit that mission of all Americans one day.
You know, we're talking about just the facts now, a little bit about, you know, you're listening to the customer. You're seeing where they're going, what they're doing, to the tune of 13 million users. That's impressive. And we really hope that number just grows and grows and hope to be a part of that growth. I have to ask the question, some of the things that you have available now on VoteSmart as it stands, those are going to be getting pushed aside because they're not being used that much. For example, what's being voted on right now, not necessarily by any person, but what issues being voted on or what issues rolling around in the House of Representatives right now, as an example?
No, and we definitely adjust our research processes to allude to what is currently in the news. What are elected officials speaking about? What are they voting about? And those issues, as you alluded to, do change. We do cover all issues across the spectrum. I want to ensure that we have a comprehensive and complete database of political information so that any user who cares about specific issues has information available to them in order to make that informed decision.
And tell me a little bit, James. Now, you know, not everybody is as internet savvy as Chet and I, and I say that tongue-in-cheek because we're not very savvy at all. I think I saw on your website there is a way to actually contact your team and say, hey, I'm interested in information on this particular candidate or this particular issue. And then do you have the capacity with your staff to, you know, do some research and respond to that person and kind of do the legwork for them? And I'm sure that's not ideal, right? You'd rather have people simply using the tools that you have online. But is there any other services you provide to sort of enhance what's online?
Yes, we absolutely do. One of those, as you alluded to, was our research hotline, which is 1-888-VOTE-SMART. So that number is 888-868-3762. And that research hotline will get you straight through to one of our researchers who can help get your questions answered. That's one of the awesome services that allows you to plug directly into us and connect with one of our staff that will help to answer those questions that you have. It might be a small question about a particular candidate, or it could be a bigger question about, well, where should I be going to vote, or who are my representatives? We can help from top to bottom, and any question that you may have, we will do the best of our ability to help get you the answers that you need. Some of the awesome other tools that we also have, I definitely agree that not all of us are as tech savvy as we hope we are, but our Voters Self-Defense Manual is a physical and print media that gives you information about your elected officials at the congressional level. and it gives it in a physical form and gives a little bit of a snapshot into our full database that is available on the website. So just a little snapshot there, but it does allude to maybe some of those who do prefer physical materials to review and educate themselves rather than the digital media.
That's a great alternative because there's a lot of people for a variety of reasons that may or may not be either comfortable online or might not have the, you know, the physical ability or skills to do so. So I know print media has certainly slowed down and not as strong as it was, obviously, when you started this 30 years ago. But the fact that you still offer something as an alternative, I think that's wonderful stuff. We're going to go ahead, James, now and move to one of our favorite parts of any interview we do with our guests. And this is what we call the shameless plugs. And it allows you to, you know, share with our listeners anything that you want to promote. We obviously always encourage people to go to our website, patandchetshow.com, and reach out to us and email us and listen to the podcast. But you've already mentioned a couple great things. Obviously, votesmart.org, the phone number you mentioned, which again was 888-868-3762, where they can call and speak to someone and get some help and support, and that's wonderful. But maybe you could tell us, you know, how can people, if they want to be one of these 15,000 and they want to grow that number and they want to support your work, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way that we definitely want all users to be able to do is use our resources. We understand that there's financial implications for everyone across the country, that necessarily financially supporting us is not necessary to access the research that we have. So the foundation of everything is we encourage people to use our resources. Take the information that we have and is free and available to you and your right as a citizen that we believe for a functioning democracy that you have access to this information. Use that to your advantage and make sure that you're educated when you get to your ballot. If you do and feel financially obliged to support us, that we greatly appreciate, definitely reach out to us. Reach out to us at that phone number. You can also reach out to our membership team across our website. Has all that contact information to get in touch with us, and we'd love to have you a part of our family. We definitely see that all of our members are family. We've been existing here for over 3 decades, and our family is growing every year, and we want to continue that trend. And we love having new members learning about their stories, learning about how we can add value and impact to their own political journey.
Well, that's good stuff. Well, we really appreciate your time today, James. It's been very educational, and hopefully our listeners will visit your website, use the tools that are available, and as you just said, if they feel inclined, you know, provide some financial support. But again, to be perfectly clear, not necessary. You guys are doing this work and providing it at no charge. So there's really no reason for our listeners and for any voters out there to not go ahead and use this tool to be more engaged and more educated and, you know, use their vote. And we were so glad to have you as part of the show.
Absolutely, Pat and Chet. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Hey, can I get one last thing in here?
Of course.
I think you should know that on 3 separate occasions, I called in once to make a small donation and 2 other times to ask questions. And I'll tell you what, you really have got a very pleasant, knowledgeable, and accountable staff that works there with you. And I really do mean that. There's not so many places that you call anymore that, you know, people aren't jumping through the phone to try to help you out. Just relax, nice, and can I get back to you? And I'll get back to you in 24 hours and, you know, that kind of a thing. So I'm just going to tell folks if they want to call in because they're afraid to use the internet or, you know, they're a little bit concerned they might sound stupid because they never looked at this thing or never even tried to find information like this out before, don't be afraid. They're going to embrace you. They're going to coach you, and they're going to respond to you professionally and with great accountability. So that was a real pleasure.
No, I appreciate that feedback. And, yeah, like I said, we see every user and every member as family. We want to help everybody we can to get this information that is their right to have access to. Us all here in staff are passionate about achieving that mission and helping in any way we can to answer your questions, and we really appreciate any help and service that we can provide.
Thanks very much.
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much. Enjoy your days.
All right.
Thanks. That wraps up this episode of the Pat and Chet Show. Stay tuned for more information and more podcasts. And as always, we appreciate your listening.
The Pats and Chet Show.